This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, how the tsunami may have caused havoc beneath the sea. But first, some U.S. doctors are now accused of facilitating torture. A report in the New England Journal of Medicine says military doctors stationed with troops in Iraq and Guantanamo Bay helped to design interrogation techniques based on detainees' medical records. The Pentagon denies any wrongdoing by the doctors involved. This New England Journal report was co-authored by Dr. Greg Block. Dr. Block explained to Day to Day's Alex Chadwick that having doctors assist in interrogations marks a shift in military policy.
This was new. This was in the words of Colonel Thomas Pappas in his testimony in one of the investigations into Abu Ghraib. Colonel Pappas,
he was running the prison at Abu Ghraib.
He was the head of military intelligence, and he oversaw the interrogation process. And he testified to a novel strategy, a strategy which involved engaging the doctor and others in a process of working not just with the military intelligence interrogators, but also with the military police to create an overall experience, sometimes a nightmarish experience, for these detainees.
Isn't it possible for a doctor to be a war fighter? That is, for a military doctor to participate in combat?
Well, a doctor can participate in combat. In fact, under certain circumstances, the Geneva Conventions permit that if a medical facility is attacked. But that's very different from what we're talking about here. Let me give you an example. Dr. David Tornberg, who's the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs, told us by analogy that in the interrogation situation, if a doctor is working with interrogators and something goes medically wrong for an individual detainee, that doctor has no obligation to get treatment unless it's a life-threatening emergency. That doctor could just say, have a nice day, and go on. And then it's up to the military intelligence personnel to then refer the detainee to treating physicians. We reject that notion. We say that when you're a doctor, when you're using your clinical skills, you have an ethical obligation that's higher than that of a non-physician, an ethical obligation with respect to individuals' health. And it's setting ethical rules and ethical limits in that realm that we feel badly needs to be done. And American medicine has only begun to do this, and the military has hardly started.
So you're saying that it is impermissible for any doctor to answer questions from an interrogator or an intelligence officer who wants to know what are the human limits of, say, sleep deprivation or temperature adjustment so that people are too hot or too cold?
It's not just a matter of setting those limits. It's also a matter of using medical knowledge in order to create more stressful, perhaps more agonizing interrogation experiences. It's easy to conflate the obligation not to torture with the obligation to adhere to the Geneva Conventions. The Geneva Conventions don't just say that you can't torture somebody. The Geneva Conventions hold that even relatively minor coercive pressure is a violation. And so by the time you have the doctor in there ready to say whether sleep deprivation or sensory deprivation or extremes of hot and cold are going to threaten someone's health, you've gone way, way, way over the line that the Geneva Conventions draw.
Because, in fact, the Geneva Conventions say you can ask somebody a question, and if they don't want to answer you, you can't do anything to them.
That's exactly right.
You can't put any kind of pressure on them at all.
Exactly right. There's no place for extended sleep deprivation, exposure to hot and cold, to dogs, etc. And so a doctor who is complicit in developing an interrogation plan that includes those methods is complicit in violation of the Geneva Conventions. And yet what happens, I fear, is that for a lot of Americans, the notion that doctors are present can have some appeal in conveying the message that somehow this interrogation is more humane than the image of torture that we typically have, the image of the rack and the thumbscrew.
Greg Block is a physician and an attorney, and he's co-author of the article When Doctors Go to War in the current New England Journal of Medicine, along with Jonathan Marks. Dr. Block, thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
Thank you very much.
And that interview by Day to Day is Alex Chadwick.